Damon Patton, Jamal Johnson, Anthony Bell, owners of Moore's Brewing Company. All three of you gentlemen joining me at once. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Good. Jamal, when these are all the founders. These are the guys behind Moore's Brewing Company. They just opened a tap room in Logan Square in February. But I before I get to the Sam Adams thing, Jamal, wasn't it you that said you always wanted to see a black man on a beer can, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. We always wanted to see a black man on a beer can. We thought we would leverage the history of the Moors, Northern Africans, to do so. We found a 16th century painting by a guy named Peter Kershaw, which is a depiction of the Moorish King Casper. So we thought that was a super appropriate photo that we could doctor and make our own to represent our brand.
Is there any chance, Anthony, that I had your Kolsch at the Blues Fest in Chicago last weekend? Would that have been one of your beers?
It could be likely. We try to do as many festivals and engagements as possible. We stay pretty busy. The one thing that we love hearing is that you guys are everywhere. So
yeah,
and our Kolsch is pretty good as well.
And Damon, tell me about that Moore's Kolsch that you presented at the Beer Bash and what that did for you in terms of what Sam Adams is now offering you.
Yeah, we're really proud of the Kolsch. It's our 3-year anniversary beer, Munich style beer, made by the great people out there in Colorado, Prost, our manufacturer. And we submitted that one for the Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream competition because we thought it was probably the lightest drinker we had in the lineup, and we just thought people really like it. So
yeah,
it worked out.
So the founder of Sam Adams actually started making beer. He started a microbrewery in his own house. And since then, I had read that he has loaned like $114 million to 4,500 small businesses. In hopes, I look at it as he's actually raising the competition, right? I mean, eventually you guys would like to put him a little lower on the list and have your beers at the top of the list. Tell everyone, will you, Jamal, about that competition and how you guys did?
Yeah. So the competition is an annual competition that Samuel Adams holds for brewers across the nation. There are thousands of entries annually, and we happen to be a winner. So this is the application process, obviously, but we have to tell our stories and present what our futures are intended to be. And we were accepted as finalists at the Beer Bash. We were there with five other finalists from different parts of the country that presented their beers and their stories as well. And the fans and the people who attended voted on the best beer and the best brand. And we came out victorious. We actually leveraged the story of the Samuel Adams beer brand to kind of build our own. You know, we understand that at some point they were contract brewers. They were basically making their beer somewhere else and, you know, and built themselves up to be a big brand that they are today. So we aspired to do the same thing. You know, we didn't have the capital needed to build our brewery like immediately. So we just, you know, basically took our recipes to other brewers that could help us make our product. And we hit the streets. We definitely, we were very aggressive in getting our beer and brand out there, and things have worked out for us. So the Beer Bash is definitely something that we covet. We look forward to the experientship, the mentorship that Samuel Adams, you know, provides as part of the victory. We're looking forward to the collaboration beer that we're doing with them, which will be presented at the Great American Beer Festival later this year. And we're looking to raise money to, you know, take our beer brand across the nation.
That's awesome. Damon, if someone's going to try your beer, what do you suggest they start with? Would it be the Kolsch, or what would you suggest?
You know, you're asking me to pick between my children now.
So I know. Pick your favorite baby.
the Kolsch is definitely special. It's award-winning at this point, so I would definitely think it's a great place to start. We have an awesome session ale. We have a Helles Lager that's got a hint of honeydew melon in it. I suggest that one as well. I mean, my favorite is our Imperial Porter. It's the heaviest of the group, 8.3 ABV, but it drinks super medium, like a 6. Also has some lavender in there. So, I mean, we have some things that I'm pretty proud of, quite frankly. So I would say just find something with a Moors on the can and try it because it's going to be good.
And that's Moors. And, of course, your tap room is open and you've got 500. Are you 500 retailers now carrying your beer?
Well, that's across the country. We're actually served in four markets. There's Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and New York City. So we have some great relationships with some national retailers, and we've been building that relationship, and we'd like to continue to build that as we penetrate other markets across the country.
That's pretty fantastic. Congratulations on your success. We can't wait to see where you take it from here. The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.